At the end of a long, long season, Lauren Callaghan competing in that major, major, major meet in East Affin, Berlin, in the Olympic Stadium there. The famous Olympic Stadium, made famous, of course, in 1936, Hitler and Jesse Owens. That story has been well and truly told. So it was great for her to finish her season at that meet, as of course, she did not gain selection for the European Championships, which was very, very disappointing. But that would have boosted her up no end. She was in against world-class competitors, of course, and the event was won by Trinidad and Tobago girl about 679. Now, 624 for Lauren. She finished eighth, so she got on her six. She got her six attempts, but she only really hit the board on two of them, and you know, it wasn't really good enough. So, but great experience. Great experience in the facility of the Olympic Stadium, and of course against world class competitors. So that's the kind of competition she needs. Excuse me. And as she closes down the season, that'll boost her no end. But she got that opportunity, and she will move on to a training period after a break, and then get ready for the indoor season. So that was her story today. And of course, the other big story locally was, of course, the half marathon, the Donegal half marathon in Letterkenny, superbly organised once again. You know, you got the winners earlier there with Dermot Keogh beating his club mate Oisin Toy of Finn Valley, with Donald Farrell in Letterkenny third, and Nuala Boas, who continues to improve, the Finn Valley gear, winning the women's from Bernie Boyle from the Rosses. So a great event, but 800 finished the half marathon. And then, of course, the organisers have added a relay aspect to the event, and over the last few years, and about 50 relay teams, which was a great boost to the event, bringing us in and around 1,000. So that's it, 1,000 competitors any day, you know, challenges the organisers, and they cope with it extremely well. And it was a very, very positive event. And indeed, this event is really rising all the time. You know, there's about four or five really big events numbers-wise in Donegal each year. There's Ballyliffin, there's Bundoran, there's Lifford, and now, of course, the Donegal Half Marathon in Letterkenny. So, you know, with 1,000-plus in each of those events, it's an indication of the participation levels in the county, in addition to all the other 5Ks, 10Ks that go on a regular basis. So a great event. Well done to all the organisers there, and weather conditions good at the start. It did rain at the end, but didn't dampen the spirits. And as I say, well done. McKiernan's on board there as a sponsor, so got to mention them. But that was it, Kieran. That half marathon, of course. And we're running down the season now. And tomorrow, Arlene Crossan, she completes her season in Strasbourg in London in the 400-metre hurdles. She'll be looking for a season's best, no doubt, to complete the season. And, you know, she was in European action a few weeks ago, but this will be a different challenge tomorrow. So hopefully it'll go well for her. But the season is winding down. And then all we'll have to look forward to is Mark English completing his season in Budapest, and the ultimate World Championships in Budapest in about 10 days' time. And that's going to be an event in which about 8 or 9 of the top athletes in the world compete in each event, and it's invitation only. So Ireland will only have one competitor at that Ultimate Championships that has qualified, or indeed has received an invite, and that's Mark English. So another big challenge for him on the back of his great, great performance in Europe, of course. So we'll wait for that. But tomorrow it's Arlene Crossan. Today it was the half marathon and Lauren Callaghan. And we're winding down the season. It's so important to say we're winding down the season in track and field. And then we'll be talking cross country and some road races after this.
Thank you so much, Patsy. Patsy, knowing you as I do, I don't think the word winding down exists in your vocabulary, but I'm glad that it does.
Well, it's a winding down the season after 60 years. That's the way it rolls and here. But it's there's always a new challenge. That's basically that's always the joy of probably every sport has their own elements of it. But it's that's our game, and we complete track and field now at this time of the year, and then we move on to cross country, and that kicks off all the way to Christmas and so on, and then we go into the indoor story then. So it's kind of a bit-by-bit season, and fortunately and luckily I've been able to bring you that story over the years.